You know that feeling when you're just up against it? Maybe your business has a sudden rush, but you're short-staffed. Or
Right.
maybe you're a worker in the gig economy, just trying to find consistent income, you know?
Absolutely. Needing reliable help or reliable work fast. It's a common stress point.
Exactly. And today we're diving into a platform that's trying to solve exactly that. Hire.
Yeah, we've been looking closely at an analysis of Hire. Think of this as your quick guide to understanding them.
Okay.
The analysis covers, well, pretty much everything, how it works, the headaches for businesses and workers, potential fixes, their roadmap, even how they plan to grow.
So our mission today is really to pull out the most important stuff for you. What's working for hire right now? What are the big hurdles?
And, where could they go next? What are the potential paths forward?
We want you to walk away with a really clear picture of hire's place in this whole on-demand labor world.
And just to be clear up front, Hire isn't like those huge freelance sites for everything. Their focus is laser sharp.
Right.
It's all about local, in-person shift work. Think warehousing, retail, events, hospitality, that kind of thing.
So getting bodies on the ground quickly.
Exactly. Filling those physical shifts fast, that's their core promise.
Okay, so let's start with the good stuff. Where is hire actually strong right now? What are their advantages?
Well, that niche focus we just mentioned, that's a huge strength. They're not trying to boil the ocean. They're tackling a very specific, often high-friction problem for employers. Finding reliable people for physical tasks locally. It's not about remote work. It's boots on the ground.
And it solves a persistent headache, doesn't it? Those ongoing staffing gaps.
Totally. And for businesses, another plus is the simplicity and speed.
How so?
Well, it's very mobile first. So especially for maybe smaller businesses or regional managers, they can just jump on the app, post a shift, and potentially find someone much faster than going through, say, a traditional temp agency.
Less bureaucracy, quicker turnaround. Makes sense.
Exactly. And that leads to another strength.
Yeah.
They've actually built up some real trust in certain cities.
Oh, interesting. Like where?
The analysis mentioned places like Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, areas where they've become a pretty reliable go-to for both businesses needing shifts filled and workers looking for them.
So, like a known quantity in those markets?
Yeah, and that's a contrast to some competitors apparently that have had issues with worker churn, workers leaving the platform. So that local reputation is gold.
Got it. And having both sides of that equation, the workers and the businesses already active on the platform,
Well,
that feels like a big hurdle already cleared.
oh, it's massive. Getting that network effect going is always the challenge for marketplaces.
Right.
Hire's done that.
Right.
So they have this solid base now to, add more features, maybe go more premium.
And here's something that really stood out to me. The opportunity they have with the worker experience.
Ah, yes. That's potentially huge.
Because so many gig platforms, let's be honest, don't exactly make workers feel valued.
Exactly. It
Yeah.
often feels very transactional. If Hire could really lean into fairness, transparency, maybe even just basic recognition, that could be a powerful differentiator. Attract better workers, keep them longer. It's a competitive advantage just waiting to be seized.
And it's not just about feelings, is it? Their actual business model seems pretty flexible, too.
Yeah, that's true. They're not just stuck with taking a cut of the gig pay.
What else can they do?
They could charge per shift, offer subscriptions for businesses that use them a lot, bundle premium features, lots of options to tailor things and generate revenue.
Okay, so a decent foundation, some clear strengths, but no platform is perfect. Where are the cracks? What are the big challenges hire is wrestling with? Let's look at the businesses first.
All right. For businesses using Hire, the big pain points seem to boil down to, well, reliability and worker quality.
Like people not showing up or being late.
Exactly. Late arrivals, last-minute cancellations, things that really hurt a business relying on that shift being covered. And sometimes, maybe a lack of professionalism, especially for customer-facing roles.
Yeah, that kills the whole point of flexible and fast if you can't count on the person.
Precisely. And another frustration for businesses is building consistency.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, if you find a great worker, there aren't really good tools on the platform to easily get that same worker back again, or to build a sort of preferred team.
Ah, okay. So it feels very random each time.
Kind of.
Oh.
And there's also a reported lack of visibility into worker qualifications. It's hard to know if someone is really suited for the job beforehand.
So it feels a bit like rolling the dice sometimes.
Yeah. The direct feedback mentioned things like inconsistent quality, those
Yeah.
no-shows we talked about. difficulty building loyalty, and even some saying the tech itself was hard to use.
Okay, so that's the business side. Now, what about the workers? What are their main complaints about High Hairer?
For workers, it really centers on fairness, transparency, and just feeling recognized.
Okay.
There are lots of concerns about pay being low or inconsistent. And a huge one is sudden account deactivations.
Like getting kicked off the platform.
Yeah. Often with little explanation or, crucially, no clear way to appeal it. That creates a lot of anxiety.
I can imagine. Feels very precarious.
Totally. Many workers just feel, well, replaceable. Like their hard work doesn't really count for much or isn't seen.
That feeling of being disposable. That must really hit morale.
It really does. And then there are the practical things, the complaints about late payments, poor communication from higher support, confusion about how gigs are assigned, these opaque algorithms, as they call them.
Creates instability if you're trying to rely on this for income.
Exactly. And you see these raw frustrations online. Someone literally asked $14 an hour to unload trucks at 4 a.m., you know, questioning if the pay matches the tough work.
Wow.
Other things that pop up again and again. Those unfair deactivations, feeling like numbers, not people. And yeah, even workers saying the app is cumbersome or hard to find jobs on.
So those online forums like X and Reddit, did the analysis find similar themes bubbling up there specifically about Hire?
Oh, absolutely. Those platforms are like a raw feed of user sentiment. And yeah, the deactivation issue getting shut down without warning or appeal, that was a huge one on X and Reddit regarding Hire.
Okay.
Also, the low pay for demanding physical work came up constantly, and those payment problems, late, or missing money. Plus, frustrations with support.
It sounds like a consistent pattern.
It is, and there's this emotional layer, too, of feeling that Hire maybe sides with businesses more often and doesn't really value the workers doing the actual labor. Even basic app usability got complaints there, too.
So it seems like a mix then. You've got these concrete structural things like no appeals process.
Right.
And then these more emotional issues feeling disposable, not valued.
Exactly. And you really need to tackle both, don't you? A policy change can fix a structural gap, but changing how people feel, that's key for loyalty. Long term.
Makes sense. So let's talk solutions. If Hire wants to fix these things, what tools or services could they actually put in place, starting with the workers?
Okay, number one, based on the feedback, has to be that appeals process. The analysis called it something like fair gig appeals.
Right.
The idea is simple. Workers see why they were deactivated, get a chance to respond, maybe provide references, give them a voice.
And maybe not jump straight to deactivation.
Yeah, perhaps a warning system, like a 3-strike rule for minor stuff. Mm-hmm. The goal is to stop losing good workers unfairly. It rebuilds trust and should cut down on that churn problem.
That feels fundamental, giving people a fair shake. What else for workers?
Financial stability is huge.
Yeah.
So offering faster payments, maybe real-time payment assurance or FastPay Plus.
Like getting paid the same day.
Exactly. Even if it's a premium thing, or for top workers, that option would massively reduce financial stress and build loyalty. People need a reliable income.
Definitely. And what about making workers feel, you know, actually appreciated, not just fixing problems?
Good point. A solid worker recognition program.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe call it Hire Heroes or something.
Okay.
Could involve monthly or quarterly awards, bonuses, maybe special badges in the app, priority access to good shifts.
Little pokes.
Yeah. And even just featuring top workers in newsletters or on the platform, it combats that feeling of being invisible, shows their value.
I like that. Recognition goes a long way. Okay, let's flip it. What tools could Hire introduce for the businesses using the platform?
For businesses, it's all about consistency and reliability. So a favorite worker feature, My Crew by Hire, maybe.
So businesses can flag workers they like.
Exactly. Favorite them, prioritize them for future shifts, maybe even offer them small bonuses or first dibs on jobs.
Ah, so it helps build that micro team feeling we talked about.
Precisely. It directly addresses the no-show and consistency issues, builds a bit more of a relationship.
That sounds really useful. What else could help businesses trust the platform more?
A verified worker badge system. Let's call it Hire Verified Pro.
How would that work?
Workers who hit certain milestones, number of successful gigs, high ratings, good feedback, they earn this badge. It's visible on their profile.
Okay.
And then businesses who want extra assurance could choose to only request or prioritize these verified pro workers.
So it incentivizes good work and gives businesses more confidence.
Exactly. Builds trust in the quality of the workforce.
And you mentioned AI earlier. How could AI help the business side specifically?
Well, imagine a business gig matching AI, maybe Smart Shift AI.
Okay.
It would look at past performance, worker skills, reliability metrics. all that data,
mm-hmm.
and then intelligently suggest the best workers for each specific shift. So someone great at warehouse work gets matched to warehouse gigs, not randomly offered a retail shift.
Smarter matching.
Yeah. Reduces mismatches, should lower no-shows, leads to happier businesses overall.
It really feels like making these kinds of changes could shift how people see hire altogether.
Absolutely. It moves them away from just being a, you know, a basic labor marketplace.
Right. Transactional.
Towards being seen as a more premium, trusted staffing solution.
Yeah.
Known for quality, reliability. That perception shift is key to reducing churn and building loyalty on both sides.
So if they were going to do this, how could they roll it out realistically? A phased approach seems likely.
Yeah, definitely phased. You can't do it all at once. Phase one, maybe the first, say, 0 to 3 months. Focus on the quick wins.
Yeah.
The appeals process that's critical for trust. The worker recognition program boosts morale quickly. And the favorite worker feature, give businesses that consistency tool fast.
Address the biggest pain points first.
Exactly. Quick impact, build some goodwill, reduce those no-shows.
Okay, makes sense. Then what's phase two, maybe 3 to 9 months out?
Phase two would be about building that differentiation, really setting themselves apart.
How?
Roll out the verified worker badge system, showcase quality, and implement that real-time payment option, tackle worker financial anxiety.
Mm.
These make hire look more attractive, more reliable than competitors.
Solidifying the improvements, building competitive advantage. Got it. And phase three, the longer term stuff.
Yeah, phase three, maybe 9 to 18 months. That's when you bring in the more transformational tech, like the business gig matching AI.
Okay.
That's where you can really start seeing big jumps in efficiency. Better fill rates, better matches, higher satisfaction across the board because the core matching is smarter.
And the analysis went even further with AI possibilities, didn't it? Beyond just matching.
It did. That smart shift AI could eventually get even smarter, maybe identifying skills gaps and suggesting training to workers.
Wow, like built-in career development almost.
Kind of. And then there was the proactive worker support AI, the hire health monitor.
What's that?
Analyzing worker activity, maybe feedback to spot signs of burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And then proactively reaching out. Maybe a small gesture, like a coffee voucher, or tips for managing their schedule, showing support proactively.
That's quite innovative, using AI for worker well-being.
Yeah. Then there was customer trust AI, generating a dynamic trust score for workers based on reliability, ratings, etc., displayed as a badge for businesses. More transparency.
Building confidence for the businesses hiring.
Right. And what about pricing? That's always tricky.
True.
They suggested a dynamic pricing AI, a fair pay optimizer. It would adjust gig pay based on real-time factors, urgency, time of day, worker availability, maybe even weather, task difficulty.
Yeah.
So a last-minute shift in a snowstorm might automatically get a pay boost.
More responsive and potentially fairer pricing. Interesting.
And even that appeals process could get an AI boost. An AI appeals review system using language models to scan appeals, flag urgent ones, maybe even suggest automatic reinstatements if it detects clear errors or bias. Faster, maybe more consistent.
Okay, a lot of potential there. So hypothetical situation, you're made CEO of Hire tomorrow. Looking at all this, what's your absolute top priority list? What do you do first?
Right. First 6 months, my absolute focus is changing the perception of Hire. Fix the fundamentals.
Meaning?
Immediately implement the appeals process. Get the favorite worker feature live. Launch the worker recognition program. And roll out a fast pay option.
Why those specifically?
Because they hit the biggest pain points. Fairness, consistency, feeling valued, financial stability. They build trust fast, tackle churn head on, and start shifting that narrative. Foundation first.
Okay, foundation laid. What about the next 6 to 12 months?
Then it's about differentiation.
Yeah.
Making Hire feel more premium.
How do you achieve that?
Push hard on the verified worker badge system that signals quality. Get the smart shift AI matching live that delivers better results. And implement the customer trust AI. Build that business confidence. This is about long-term value, standing out from the crowd.
Makes sense. And then looking out 12 to 24 months.
That's about optimization and future-proofing. Scaling quality without just throwing more people at problems.
So more AI.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Implement the proactive worker support AI, the dynamic pricing AI, the AI appeals review. Make the platform smarter, more efficient, fairer, and harder to compete with. That builds a sustainable edge.
The analysis even had a sort of mock CEO statement, right? What was the gist?
Yeah, it was pretty direct, basically. The biggest threat to Hire is workers leaving and businesses being unhappy, churn and dissatisfaction.
Okay.
So The focus can't just be getting more users. It has to be about better loyalty from both sides.
Oh.
By quickly adding fairness tools, recognition, smarter matching, move beyond being just transactional. Right. Become the platform people want to come back to.
And AI plays a big role in that vision.
Absolutely. The message ended by saying AI powering trust, matching, and smart pay positions higher to lead the next generation of these labor platforms.
Okay, so that's the internal strategy. Let's talk growth. How does Hire attract more customers, more businesses? What about the go-to-market plan?
The core idea there is to reposition Hire as quality for staffing.
Moving beyond just flexible.
Exactly. Shout about the new features, favorite workers, verified pros, smart matching. Emphasize reliability, trust. Because at the end of the day, businesses need dependable people. That's often more important than just flexibility.
Makes sense. So how do they get that message out? Any specific tactics?
Industry-specific campaigns. Don't just blast everyone. Target retail, warehousing, events, hospitality separately.
Tailor the message.
Yeah. Talk about their specific pain points. Black Friday rush for retail. Holiday surges for warehouses. Event staffing for, well, events. Show Hire understands their world. It resonates better.
And how do they prove this quality claim to skeptical businesses?
Data. 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 B2B buyers need proof.
Like what kind of data?
Show the percentage of verified pro workers. Share average reliability scores. Maybe compare their no-show rates to traditional temps.
Okay.
And use case studies. Brand X filled 92% of shifts in 48 hours using Hire. Concrete results build confidence.
Tangible proof points. Got it. What about targeting specific cities or regions?
Local market playbooks. Labor needs are often very local, right?
True.
So equip local sales teams. In Chicago, target those distribution centers. Offer a free trial gig. Highlight the strong local worker pool they've already built there. Get specific.
Okay, so that's attracting new businesses.
Yeah.
What about keeping and growing the ones they already have?
Create usage tiers, like a higher growth plan. Starter growth, power user, something like that.
With increasing benefits.
Exactly. More usage unlocks better perks, guaranteed access to verified pros, maybe a dedicated account manager, faster payouts. Incentivize them to use Hire more.
Smart. What about direct engagement?
Quarterly business reviews, QBRs, especially for bigger clients. Sit down, show them the data. Gigs filled, reliability stats, time saved, prove the ongoing value.
And use that as an opportunity to upsell.
Definitely. Yeah. See what else they need. Maybe that warehouse client could use Hire for a retail project too. It builds the relationship.
Your proactive value demonstration.
Yeah, and even automate some of it. Send monthly worker success reports.
What would those show?
Highlight their top Hire workers, show how their favorite worker usage is improving consistency, maybe track their trust score improvements, keep reminding them of the value, celebrate their success with Hire.
Nice touch. And any ideas for extra services beyond just matching?
Yeah, Hire premium add-ons. Offer things like pre-screen pro teams for specific projects. Dedicated managers, priority booking during busy seasons, seasonal surge support packages, create more ways to add value and generate recurring revenue.
So if you had to boil down that whole go-to-market strategy to one core idea.
It's moving from transactional volume to being a trusted partner focused on quality and reliability. That's the shift.
And the absolute fastest things they should do on the GTM front, the immediate priorities.
Okay, fast impact list. Launch verified pro workers. That's the core quality message. Run those targeted retail warehouse campaigns now, before peak seasons. Send the automated success snapshots to current clients. Reinforce value. Roll out customer tiers. Start incentivizing growth. And activate those local sales blitzes in key markets like Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta.
Hit both new acquisition and existing customer value quickly.
Exactly. It's a two-pronged attack focused on quality and follow-through.
Okay, so let's try and pull this all together. What are the main takeaways from this deep dive into Hire?
Well, Hire has carved out this important niche in local in-person gig work. They've got strengths, especially in certain cities, and a flexible model.
But
they face really significant challenges around worker and business satisfaction. Reliability, fairness, feeling valued, these are critical issues. The big opportunity, though, lies in tackling these head-on with the kinds of solutions we discussed. The appeals process, recognition, better matching, verification. Following that phased roadmap, maybe leaning into AI.
To ultimately change how they're perceived.
Exactly. To move from being just another gig platform to being seen as that quality first staffing partner. That seems to be the key path forward.
And for you listening, why does drilling down into one specific platform like Hire matter?
Because whether you're a business struggling with staffing, a worker trying to make the gig economy work for you, or just someone curious about the future of work, these dynamics are crucial.
Right.
Hire's challenges and potential solutions highlight that constant tension in the gig economy. Balancing flexibility with the fundamental needs for trust, reliability, and frankly, decent treatment for everyone involved.
So it leaves us with a big question, doesn't it? As this gig economy keeps changing so fast, how will platforms successfully manage that balance, that need for flexibility versus the absolute necessity of trust and reliability for workers and businesses?
Yeah, and could Hire's potential focus on that human element, if they really commit to it, become the thing that truly sets them apart in a very crowded market? Definitely something to think about.